This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the second hour of the program here. You're, as always, invited to join us toll-free. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A couple senators talking tough about regulating Facebook. Now, what it is they mean by that, it's not real clear, but they are wanting Facebook to believe that they're serious. And if they are serious, then I'm concerned, because even though I don't really care for Facebook as a company, I left their product earlier this year, I still think they should have a right to operate their product however it is they want to operate their product. And ultimately,
I'd like to know what is better off. Just, you know, tell me the things that the government has done right. What sector of the marketplace is now better off because the government got involved? And this is a difficult question to answer because there's no sort of double-blind studies.
Well, okay, so if you actually look at results, then nothing. But if you look at what the, you know, propaganda is, then they want you to believe that, well, if it weren't for the government's health codes, we would have restaurants poisoning people.
As though if you were to open this business, how long would this business be open that poisoned their customers?
But, Mark, if it just saves one life.
Or only one customer, but if every hundred.
But if it just saves one life.
Is there any evidence
that
that's
happened? Do you want to let a business stay open until they actually kill somebody?
Exactly. How much money do we need to spend to save this one life of which you speak?
If it just saves one life, are you saying there's a value on a life?
It's not $22 trillion.
So if you want to comment here, you're welcome to join us. We'll get into more of the tough talk from the senators and exactly what is it that they want Facebook to do. They want Facebook to do something.
I know what they pay the privates in the United States military. That's probably what a life's worth, right?
What do they pay?
It's like $2,000 a month or something. It's not much.
Let's go to Packet Sniffer. He's on the line calling us from New Hampshire on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Hey, Packet Sniffer, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. So I just want to point out that, you know, just the sheer the government's showing when they were interviewing Mark Zuckerberg, how Facebook works. They didn't understand that when you put out information, then Facebook has that information, and then the rest of the internet has that information. And just like, you know, they're old people that just don't understand. It's like teaching your grandparents how to use.
It's kind of like that politician that believed, at least, I don't know what he believed, but he described the internet as a series of tubes.
What the hell was that?
I don't remember who it was, but I'm sure that's how it was described to him. And maybe he understood that it was clearly not tubes, but that it was the best way for him to describe it to other people. But it was just hilarious, this guy's explanation that the internet was a series of tubes, bigger pipes, smaller tubes.
Such a just ridiculous idea that these people are in charge of making the rules for what we do.
Right.
Something that is so integrated into our lives. And that's a point that I use to express to other people to really show them how ridiculous the government is. And they're saying, well, you know, they don't want it. They're on the internet, but they're posting it, and then Facebook is doing it, what they want with it. Well, that's part of the terms of service, and they're company that are free to use it.
I can't imagine that there are very many people on Facebook at this point that do not understand that they have given Facebook and its advertisers, to some extent, their personal information. I mean, that's basically what you're doing.
You build your profile for them.
You build your demographic profile for them, slap your name on it, and in exchange, you get to share baby pictures with your grandparents, and you know,
which
maybe
you could do it before on email.
You can. Yep. All the things that you can do on Facebook, you can't say that there's not some allure to Facebook. People like it.
Oh, there was. Yeah, I mean, there's probably still is for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm of the...
I was on it for a decade of my life.
I'm of the opinion that from a business standpoint, that Facebook has, basically, if you don't give them any money, you're not going to get shared any longer.
There was
a point when Free Talk Live was getting 19 million post views as an influencer, and now we're... probably in the range of 50,000 post views, and that's a tremendous difference.
Shut it down.
And that's their algorithm. That's not us and our content.
Yeah. And just real quick, if I can say, Mark asked earlier what the government was benefiting from their involvement in regulations, and I'll just say pharmaceuticals and oil.
So those areas are better off now that than with the government involved?
Support of the government.
I don't know what's going on there. We're losing it. Maybe your voice activation is not cutting it because we're definitely losing some of the first words that that you're saying.
Yeah, not clear on what you're saying.
I hope you can hear me, but just the oil and pharmaceutical companies are benefiting from the regulations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the companies benefit because they are protected from competition. You are correct about that.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's just a couple of the market sectors that are benefiting. It's no doubt that big companies have more money to get what they want. This is a government by the politicians, for the lobbyists, for the corporations, by the lobbyists. It's no longer has anything to do with benefiting you and me.
Packet Sniffer, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because ultimately that's, and I know we've made this point a number of times, we always have new listeners. That's the purpose of regulations. They'll never tell you this. They're never going to admit to it. But the real purpose is to protect their buddies. They create these regulations to where the politically connected mega corporations, they can apply, you know, they can hire whatever attorneys they need, or they already have them on staff to jump through whatever regulatory hoops are put in front of them, increase the cost of their products by a penny, you know, because they're mega corporations, so, you know, you don't have to increase the costs that much across the entire product line or whatever it is they have. Whereas a mom and pop business, it's going to put them under, a lot of them. They're going to go out of business because of whatever government regulation. And it doesn't matter. Whatever industry we're talking about regulating, and it doesn't matter at what level. So whether we're talking about the federal government regulating healthcare companies, or we're talking about a state or a local city government regulating your local restaurants, it's the same benefit. The benefit accrues to those who've been in the game, and they get protected, basically.
You can see this happening online, so social media, for instance. Now, the government has relatively recently interpreted one of their rules to say that your website is responsible for the content that is shared on it. So, for instance, Free Talk Live has a forum over at
forum.freetalklive.com.
Forum.freetalklive.com, and you can go share content there. And the claim is that we are in some way responsible for what is you, the listener, may share on this forum.
That's becoming more and more common. I don't know if it's true right now, but it's definitely been true in the cases of prostitution.
They have interpreted their rules to say this.
Yeah.
And they're going to continue to do this. This is a form of regulation, right?
Correct.
And but what it basically means is Facebook has plenty of money to employ people in the Philippines to decide whether or not particular content is acceptable or unacceptable. And the average person running an internet forum like Free Talk Live at forum.freetalklive.com does not. There is no person that's there policing that stuff.
There's a couple moderators, but yeah, we're not.
Right, they're not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
And you can expect the level of work that you pay for. And, you know, that's it. That's the way they're trying, in this circumstance, it's just one of the ways they're trying to push out the little guy in preference to the big guys.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Bo Diddley is on the line in South Carolina, listening online at freetalklive.com. Hello, Bo Diddley.
Howdy, y'all. I'm watching on the video here. I see everybody's got a shirt on.
I got to recommend to our board operator that they turn you up because you're a little bit on the quiet side. But go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I got you.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm looking on the video here, watching live. I see everybody got the shirt on. It must be getting pretty chilly up there, huh?
It is winter now. There's snow on the ground.
Yeah, you're in South Carolina, so you probably don't have half a foot of snow on the ground, but that's basically happened over the weekend here. Not quite.
Yeah, it's a little warm. We can still take our shirt off.
Well, thanks
here.
For the weather report, Bo Diddley. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you actually have something interesting to say, we'll keep you on longer.
He's just teasing you.
855-450-FREE. Like freedom. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
You big wimp.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Graves here on this live Saturday edition with you tonight, Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget about the Blink home security system, because your property and your family are precious, and there are ways you can protect them. Blink is one of those ways, and it's a very affordable one. They've got motion-activated HD cameras that are wireless, and I can't stress enough how much of a big deal that is. Wireless security cameras, they're so easy to install.
Yeah, it's very easy to install them. It can take you 10 minutes to set this thing
up. It really could, and if that's if you don't cut, you know, include the unboxing time, right? Like, you got to unbox, put the batteries in, and then put the cameras up. And then there's a little setup with an online, with an app that you do over your Wi-Fi network. That's it. It's that easy. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. By the way, no contracts and no subscriptions. You have to deal with that crap either.
Also, you can pop in and look in your house anytime you want. I can do that right now.
That's true. Or you can just wait until you get a notice of something going on in front of the cameras, because they'll send you clips too. So go to blinkprotect.com. You get your Blink camera systems at less than $100. If you go to our URL, which is, I'm sorry, blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, blinkprotect.com/FTL. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. We were just talking about the government regulating and how it is that ultimately regulations benefit those who are connected with power, those who have already been regulated, for instance, by keeping out new upstarts and innovators from long existing industries. So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that. We've got more about what the senators are threatening Facebook about coming up here in moments. Let's go first, though, to the phones and the fun. It's Roseanne calling, I think, from Kansas. Roseanne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling. I'm not really on this topic.
That's okay. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. So what do you want to share?
Mine issue is with the courts and being just brutalized and not allowed due process. And that went on for years. And
there are a lot of people who have tough times in the courts. So they hurt you?
They brutalize. Yeah. Psych rape, practically.
What did you say? Psych rape?
Like brain rape. Like... not even allowed
describe,
to know what
can you
was,
describe this to me?
Not even allowed to know what was going on and all this stuff behind my back.
Did you say brain rape? I'm just trying to understand what you said.
Yeah,
was it brain rape?
That's
mind
a
rape.
Term I picked up from Nathan Leal a long time ago.
How did they mind rape you? I mean, because I don't doubt that these people are very crafty and very, you know, nasty and evil. I've seen the courts in action. I know how awful they can be. But what do you mean when you say brain rape or mind rape?
Because there were hearings behind my back and I couldn't find out. And it's hard to talk about on national, but...
it's okay. Just take a breath. Look, are you talking about in a criminal case?
I think it was criminal. Some of the, like sex criminal framing that was 4 decades
old. Well, now, hold on. Now, wait a minute. You don't just... if the courts are having secret meetings about you, eventually that usually means something's going to come and to affect you personally in your life. Did they actually do something to you, or do you believe that they were meeting secretly about you?
I do. Yes, I do. And my family was part of it, I think. And
what happened as a result?
What? It's just this constant. I don't know anything that happened, and it was like being... violated for 4 years with them having hearings, and I heard people talking and saying it's like shooting an unarmed man, and they framed me for I think prostitution or
you
something.
Think?
I don't know.
So
they,
were you arrested
also,
for prostitution? Hold on. Were you trying to understand your story here? Were you arrested for something?
No, they never arrested me or talked to me.
Okay, then you haven't been framed.
I was.
Okay.
I know.
I don't know what it is that makes you think that they were having secret court hearings about you, but if no men with guns have come to put handcuffs on you and take you away to a cage, and it's been years?
That has happened, actually, but that's later on. That's just been since they stopped.
Well, what did they arrest you for later on?
They didn't arrest me. They tried to frame me for mental health issues I don't have, and I've been told.
Oh, you were checked into a mental health facility without your consent?
Into a crisis center without, and that was 3 years after the hearings were over, and I still don't know what happened in the hearings, and I think that was, I could go on
so you don't
hard.
Have, Do you know, Mark, if somebody back in Florida, there was this thing called the Baker Act.
Yes.
Now, it's got a different name in every state.
Right.
You know?
It's just basically a form of
involuntary
commitment for people who, you know, maybe a danger to themselves or others.
Or others. When one of those acts is initiated against a person, and they basically take you into some sort of so-called mental health facility, psych ward or whatever.
A member of my family this occurred to.
For observation of about 72 hours, I think generally is what they're legally allowed to hold you for.
Yeah, it could be longer.
It can be, but it has to go in front of a judge after 72 hours to hold for longer, from what I understand.
I'm not sure it has to spend much time in front of that judge. Basically, if they get the word from the mental health facility, then
they'll
that's a good
it.
Idea. That
they'll approve it.
Right.
Right. But it does have to go in front of a judge at that point. And my question is, does the person who's been accused, does the person who's been picked up and put into that psych ward, do they have the right to know who their accuser was? Really?
Best
Those things can
know.
Be filed anonymously?
Well, I think that they would have to hunt it down and be able to hunt it down. So if you've got a mental health issue, it's hard enough to use the legal system. If you're completely lucid, if you've got a mental health issue,
you're going to be completely
it's just
lost.
Darn impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, they can take away your driver's license, so you can't go down and check on these things.
Yep.
In the case of the family member, in my case, she needed it. But,
there are a lot of cases where people really are a danger to themselves and to others.
But they were certainly having hearings. They were having, I don't know if they were court hearings, but there were meetings about this lady and my family without her present. So they were talking about her. And, I had opportunities to talk to her during
Roseanne,
the episode.
Are you out of the psych ward? And how long have you been out?
That's not a very important part of this discussion.
Okay.
I am not a mental health issue. They frame me for it. It's part of the method.
Right. I would agree that there's no doubt.
They frame me for it because they committed crimes, and I wanted to know what was happened. So
tell me about these
that.
Crimes.
What?
Tell me about these crimes.
What's one of them? Pick one crime.
I don't know how because it was all done behind my back.
Okay, then you don't have any actual evidence that any crime was committed.
It's speculation.
So there may be a bit of a paranoia aspect to your personality. That's my unprofessional diagnosis.
Right. Well,
I don't know,
but I can tell you that nobody's happy with the idea of being committed.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody sitting on the outside, it can be very difficult to say who needed it and who didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to deny that the government could be plotting against you. I mean, they certainly have done that against some of us around here. But then again, we're activists and we're a bit of a thorn in the craw of the government to some extent. So when you do that, you shouldn't be surprised when you get a little special attention from them. But for people who just,
it's not paranoia if it's true.
Right. If they really are out to get you, you're not paranoid.
Right.
But
that's why I say you shouldn't use the term paranoid. You're not a specialist.
Well, if you say something's happening and we ask you to prove it and you don't have any proof,
then it's an accusation without made in speculation.
Right. If you believe crimes are being committed behind the scenes with the goal of putting you away, but yet you don't actually have any evidence for it, then it sounds pretty paranoid. Thanks for the call, Roseanne. I wish you the best in being well. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp-made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Andrew Gillum officially conceded to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in Florida's gubernatorial race as a recount of votes showed a margin Gillum was unlikely to close. President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry. Yeah. And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job. But this is very sad to see it.
The Butte County Sheriff confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and they say they're also trying to locate at least 1,000 people, although they did make sure to stress that all those people are not believed to be missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live.
Live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line, or lines, there's four of them, actually. They're open for you as well. You can join us there, and you can talk about what you want. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark Edge.
And don't forget, you can, of course, join us online over at freetalklive.com. But, yes, I mentioned the Discord chat. It is open for you 24 hours a day, so it's not just a during-the-show thing, although it's certainly active during the show. There's people there at all times of the day or the night. Sometimes there's people chatting at 5 in the morning Eastern time because in Australia it's in the afternoon. So there's people from all around the planet on our server. Go and check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. Once again, discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we got Renee calling from Texas, listening online. Go ahead, Renee.
Hi. I was calling about something else, but I'd like to address what the previous caller has stated.
Yeah.
I work in the area of human rights and psychiatry, and my guess is she's either alleged corruption, or she has property that someone wants, or in Texas, what we found is that some police departments, such as Garland, are getting kickbacks from for-profit psych hospitals.
Mm.
So
those are all possibilities.
They would have been nice to have that part of the accusation. I mean, you know.
Yeah, she didn't start her call by saying, well, I accused this politician of such and such, and then all of a sudden these bad things started happening to me. She just sort of just...
I wouldn't doubt that the psych system has been used against somebody for all the reasons.
Oh, yeah.
More than one person, for all the reasons you stated.
Well, actually, there's a protocol that was... I don't have it in front of me, but it was developed at in Fort Le- what is that in North Carolina, Fort Lejeune. There's a protocol to engage in what appear to be tactics of psychological harassment, basically COINTELPRO tactics that. The goal is, of course, to make the individual look crazy or go crazy or whatever, and...
Gaslighting.
Yeah, that's it. Number of tactics. And my colleagues in human rights and I have traced it. A lot of these towns that are using it are along I-35 north and south, you know, from Mexico... on a, like, around Dallas. This is the first case I've heard of from Kansas.
What would be the purpose of calling somebody who has a house near I-35 crazy?
Money laundering.
How does that fit in? You got to help me here. Connect the dots for me.
Connect the dots. I've actually written some articles on it.
So
I myself wasn't aware of it until I started speaking to journalists.
Okay.
Let's just say it's a way to fund various,
Are you alleging that, you know, certain towns are locking up political dissidents, that's benefiting the hospitals that are getting the patients because they're getting extra funding, because of that?
Yeah, and then, you know, the property goes,
Are you saying they're taking people's property as well?
I would presume it would go to a bank sale.
If they're locked up for a long time, they can't pay their mortgage, and so therefore the property.
Well, it's used as a discrediting tactic.
I've been discredited up and down, and people haven't taken my property.
Excuse me?
I've been discredited up and down, and people haven't attempted to take my property. It doesn't take away your right to own property. It has to do with being incarcerated. And I presume they're making mortgage payments, which most of Americans are, and then they're no longer able to make the mortgage payments because they're locked up. I just don't know. I mean, you know, when that happens, usually it returns to the bank, and the bank has a bank sale. I suppose a government agent could come in and make a bid at that point and get the property at a lower rate. I don't know how this whole web of deceit all works together.
I can send you the protocol.
Okay. Mark's email is mark@freetalklive.com.
Oh, now you're going to offer my, and Ian's is ian@freetalklive.com.
Thanks for the call, Renee. Good luck out there. It doesn't sound like you were quite prepared for some of those questions. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Is that to say that we're denying the possibility of what she's saying is true? No.
Now, I can only imagine what it's like, you know, a la One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, for somebody to be tossed into the mental health apparatus that is the United States. And the poorly funded mental health apparatus, mm-hmm. mind you. In many cases, they're holding these people in hospitals for weeks before they ever go to a mental health facility. And in some states, that means that their 72 hours for evaluation doesn't start until they go to the facility. So they can be held for weeks beforehand and then put in the facility.
Really?
Yes.
That's the first I've heard of that.
That's how it works in New Hampshire. Now, the hospital doesn't get paid a lot mm-hmm. for holding them. So, at least in New Hampshire, I can't say otherwise. They would like to not do that, but You know, people with mental health issues can be very difficult to diagnose. Sometimes they seem lucid, sometimes they don't.
Right.
Other times they're completely bat-ass insane. And, I think that this is a very tough issue. I just don't know where to come down on it. I can't come down on it in any particular case because I don't know.
Speaking of that, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, have you ever been involuntarily committed?
I just want to mention that, yes, when I was 18 years old, and that's when the bipolar manifests. So in other words,
really?
I had bipolar all throughout my childhood years, but you have a big crisis and you wind up in mental hospital when you're 18. That's because of the release of the adult hormones. It only acts up when you have the adult hormones released. So that's the when I had my bipolar episode and I wind up in a mental hospital.
So you're saying, hold on, you had the episode first and then they put you in a hospital, or you went into a hospital and then had an episode?
No, I was acting very, very crazy. I almost beat up my mom and dad waiting in the baseball bat in the middle of the street. I pretty much cracked up.
Any other good stories?
And I was acting very bizarre at
school. That's a pretty good story.
That's a pretty good one.
Well, I mean, it's
but
not
by the way, Sarah is able to articulate what happened.
Right. Unlike our two previous callers.
I got to say, that's pretty useful, Sarah, running a radio program. Thank you.
Well, you know, this kind of stuff happens with bipolar people. They wind up, wanting to see the whole world and wander off and do very bizarre things. And they get diagnosed when they are 18. But I finally learned from years of therapy that it's because of the release of adult hormones. That's what triggers it. And then I was under a lot of stress also at that time, a lot of pressure.
What sort of threats and pressure?
Pressure to, get good grades and to, go to a good college. And then the 18 years old, the hormones, that's when I cracked up and I wind up in a hospital. So I was involuntarily, they handcuffed me.
How long did they keep you?
Actually, I was supposed to stay there for a whole month, and then they were going to put me in a boarding care and sign me up for SSI, but I escaped during the exercise hour. I was so terrified that
you
they were going to hurt me.
Oh, man. You'll have to tell us that story another time. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. That's a good one. The toll-free number.
I've never heard of a mental health escapee.
It must happen, Mark.
It must.
There's movies about it.
I'm not saying it could happen.
855-450-FREE.
I haven't heard the story.
That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. And one of those features is our Twitch feed, which allows you to watch Free Talk Live in HD quality anytime we're live. And you can also watch later on. There's usually about 2 weeks worth of archives that they have up there. We also do have a YouTube channel with many more years' worth of archives, but that's not an HD quality archive. So if you want to get the best quality video from Free Talk Live, which now does include Jazzy Cam, although I turned it off earlier, she's back in her bed, the studio beast, the dog here in the studio. We'll turn Jazzy Cam back on since she's back over there. Two Jazzy Cams, as a matter of fact. Which,
you can see a really cute dog sleep.
Yeah, she's super cute. Anyway, go to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm, and you can find our feed there. Follow us. We would appreciate that. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can link up your Amazon Prime account with your Twitch account, and then you can assign, if you would like, you can assign your free Twitch subscription that they give you as a perk of one of your Amazon perks to Free Talk Live channel. And we would appreciate that. So the instructions are there. You do have to visit the full website to get those instructions. It doesn't appear on their mobile sites. Just keep that in mind. Over at twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue, here we go to the Discord on-air call-in line room where Free Market Penguin is on the line in Virginia.
Notice the audio quality of this call.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, what up, guys? I hope the audio quality is doing pretty well.
It's good.
My kind of newish setup here.
All right.
Yeah, so
loud and clear.
Just wanted to call out, you know, I tend to often call about something I heard earlier in the day, and today I was listening to NPR, some program, and what piqued my interest then was they were talking about a story out of Texas that we know this. Texas has like 1 in 10 of America's school children, and thus what they teach, their curricula and their textbooks, their textbooks kind of determine the national market or have a big impact on the national market for public schools and private schools, I'm sure, as well.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
And they changed their official policy, which the idea that we need an official state-sanctioned policy, but their official
have a state-sanctioned school, you're going to have a state-sanctioned policy. I mean, what else would there
be? No doubt. Like the Texas School Board Commission or whatever it is, the school book, whatever that body is actually, if you look at the news, hugely influential. But what it was about the cause of the Civil War. So let me just say this.
Oh, I can hear this one coming down the pike here.
Yeah, so currently the idea was the cause of the Civil War was in the first two were like states' rights, sectionalism, and then in third, ordinarily, was slavery. And there was a compromise position. The compromise position was that it was slavery was central to the causes of the Civil War. And what the Democrats were actually pushing for, cause of course you push beyond what you expect to get, but what they actually were pushing for was just slavery. That was the only thing that's mentioned. And it's ridiculous because we know that it was the state's rights to have slaves. It was simultaneously all three of those first things.
Wasn't there also unfair taxation going on?
There was taxation aimed at agrarian states versus industrial states and a few other issues.
Okay,
I would agree with you that I like the term slavery is central to the disagreement surrounding the war between the states.
But the idea is that it's a partisan issue at all. The truth, the history of this conflict, it speaks to one of the fundamental distilled things that the state does that really affects us, which is revisionism. They do revisionism in history and in news, and whatever partisans want to take control of these boards and whatever partisans are in charge, whatever regime or administration is in charge, the idea of all states, to one extent or another, is they engage in revisionism of history. And
they want the history to benefit them. They want young people to believe whatever concoction that they put together that benefits the power of those who are in the state.
Democrats want people of color of all sorts to consider Republicans to be the enemy, and Republicans blithely go on messing this up as much as they possibly can, it seems like. I guess this just doesn't surprise me. It seems odd to me that people want to say that the Civil War had really just nothing to do with slavery. Now, I would agree that if the South had been successful in its war, that probably slavery would have gone away
on
its own.
Which is how it did in the rest of the world.
The whole rest of the world, chattel slavery we're talking about here, not any other form. Slavery has existed with man as long as man, basically since the agrarian revolution, and arguably before that, we don't have a lot of records.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of discourse, a lot of coercion in different systems. And, at the time that slavery, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, I believe in the North, business owners, at least some places, could still beat their employees. So, I mean, clearly,
The Emancipation Proclamation never freed anyone. It didn't free any of the slaves that were in the North. Lincoln, as much credit as he gets, never freed a single person and made it abundantly clear that if the South were to come back, slavery would be fine by him. This is the North did not fight the civil war over slavery. The South seceded over
slavery. The North fought the Civil War to keep the South in the Union.
It was for cohesiveness of the Union.
It's for power. That's another way of saying the power.
The deadliest war in American history could have been stopped if the South had decided to come back and slavery would have been retained for some period of time further. Now, I'm glad it wasn't. Something had to happen to stop it, you know. But I think that I think it's an interesting issue. Should we look back at a man like Jim Brown, who fought a violent revolution in Missouri to free slaves prior to the Civil War? And should we look back at him as a hero because he killed government bureaucrats, he killed officials in order to free slaves? I think that that's a
wonderful
thing. But is it Jim Brown?
John Brown? Was it John Brown?
I think
he was in Virginia.
Fine. I don't have my computer sitting here in front of me, so I can't tap away and cheat like I normally do while I'm on the air, which is, I look like this compendium of knowledge. I'm just a pretty good typer.
Yeah, well, one of the issues is this. We're having this great discussion based on the stuff that we've learned and picked up and read over time. And the point of revisionism isn't that the information is suppressed entirely. Like academics and people that are just read books, we can know this information. We can learn more and more about history. I learn stuff all the time, from forums, from other reading forum posts and stuff of other people that are.
It's all right. Once you learn it, the person who you're trying to use it against will just deny it or call it irrelevant.
Sure.
I mean, it's amazing the human primate's ability to just ignore facts.
But the state wants to, and entities, the political entities, they get the common people's common perception of things in line. That's all they need. They don't need to suppress information. They just need, people are willing to believe what they read on mass media and form perceptions that might not have any bearing in reality. And we can have all the academic discussions about the facts that we want based on all of these sources, but They, as long as the popular perception of the millions of people out there, they're willing to line up and believe what political entities that have stakes in the state or the state itself, tells them, then they control the message for history and the news.
Thanks for the call, Free Market Penguin. I appreciate it. A lot of people don't even know anything at all because they don't want to pay attention to any of it. You know, they want to pay attention to Hollywood. And,
well, he's pointing out this is in school, though, and I think that that's pretty relevant. The state fights vociferously to be able to have a controlling interest in the education of your child for 13 years, 13 formative years. They demand that sort of attention. They certainly demand the money to be able to educate other people's kids. You can send your kid where you want for school, and most schools are basically cookie cutters of government schools. They're not changing much. You can do homeschooling, but then, whatever, maybe you'll be able to beat the programming and maybe you won't. I'm not entirely sure. But,
well, that's what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we're homeschooling, but,
You think that you're ambivalent or you're not sure about whether or not you're going to beat the programming because you got Jack out of the government schools? You think the programming is still going to be effective on it?
Schools. I think the programming is pervasive.
It is, but not as pervasive as if you're sitting there for 8 hours a day for 13
those
years.
Those flags wave everywhere, and those politicians hide their evil deeds behind those flags.
That's
patriotism
true.
And the things that drive this kind of irresponsibility, it's not going away just because you're out of school.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.